Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shom Re'emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 13th installment in Halachos of Mezuzah. I just want to backtrack for a moment. We've been discussing the appropriate treatment of mezuzah and the sanctity of mezuzah. So there are certain rooms that one wouldn't put a mezuzah up. Of course, as we know, one wouldn't put a mezuzah up on the door of a bathroom. We know that. There is also an issue regarding a room in which one is having marital relations in terms of the sanctity of a mezuzah. We certainly put a mezuzah up in such rooms, but it is good to know that the standard halachic approach is to make sure the door is completely closed in that room before having marital relations. Just worthwhile to keep in mind. The idea is the mezuzah is somewhat covered in that respect. Okay. This is a question that frequently gets asked of me, which is, a person is going through a person, maybe there are mezuzos that are old and need to be replaced, but sometimes the casing of the mezuzah itself is finished. Maybe it fell, maybe it broke, maybe it's very old. What's the halachic status of the case of a mezuzah? I want to be very explicit because I want to make sure we're all on the same page here. You have a mezuzah, which is the klaf. The klaf is normally wrapped in some type of plastic, and then the klaf, and that's to protect the mezuzah, and then the klaf wrapped in the plastic is placed in a casing that you pick up from whatever bookstore, and you post it on the wall, etc. So let's explain a little bit. There's a lot of confusion on this subject. When it comes to shamos, there's one basic category of things that should go into shamos, and that is Sefrei Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos, and any other writing of the name of Hashem, possibly Psukim. That's really a discussion in its own right. There's another category of things that are items used for mitzvos that we're taught should not be treated in a disrespectful manner. Fine, but it doesn't have to be buried. But it just should not be treated in a disrespectful manner. The very interesting exception to this rule, the Minhag Yisrael, is to put tzitzis in shamos. Even though tzitzis totally is a mitzvah item, the Minhag Yisrael is at least to put the strings of the tzitzis in the shamos. But, for example, a person used a lulav and esrog, there's no need to bury the lulav and esrog after you've used it. Many people probably have the practice of using the lulav as fuel for the burning of the chametz for Pesach. That's an idea of taking something for a mitzvah item and using it for another mitzvah. That's beautiful. But if that, by the way, there's another common practice of taking strings of tzitzis and using it as a bookmark and a sefer. It's also using it for further mitzvah use. All beautiful, but there's no need to take a lulav and bury it. It wouldn't be appropriate to take lulav and just throw it in the garbage just with the banana peels. So the common practice is if not burning it with chametz, to put it in a double bag and then put it in the garbage or put it with wood trim. The point is you're not putting it with disgusting type things. And if you are putting it in the garbage, it's in a protected way with the double bag. Okay, but the only things really that require shamos are either written names of God and possibly verses, and specifically Sefrei Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos. Now, there's another category of shamos called Tashmishei Kedusha. Tashmishei Kedusha are things used for sacred things. Then there's another category of Tashmishei de Tashmishei Kedusha, things used to service things which service sacred things. There's a lot of discussion about this with Sefrei Torah. Perhaps the gartel around a Sefer Torah has one status. Perhaps something that goes on top of the gartel has another status. This is a discussion. I don't want to go into that detail now. But when something is considered a Tashmish Kedusha, just like the item of sanctity, the Sefer Torah, the Tefillin or Mezuzah, has to be put in Shamos, so too the Tashmish Kedusha has to be put in Shamos. But Tashmish to Tashmish, the secondary level vessel, does not have to be put in Shamos. So the question is, where does that put the casing of a mezuzah? The basic psak in halacha is that the casing of a mezuzah is considered a direct tashmish kedusha. The casing of a mezuzah should be put in shemos when one is done with it. It would be inappropriate to use the casing of the mezuzah for some other use because it's considered disrespectful to the mezuzah. Now, that's interesting because the plastic wrapping could be argued as that's the tashmish and the casing is the tashmish, but because the plastic wrapping is really not so substantive, the general approach in halacha is to treat the casing as the tashmish kedusha. So it would seem that if a person is finished with a mezuzah case and is not going to have a future use for it, maybe it's broken or something of that sort, it would seem appropriate to put in shemos. Certainly a mezuzah, that is, let's say, puzzle and beyond repair, it would certainly be appropriate to put that in shemos. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.